You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 28th of February 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioalbion.com. Yes, we've reached the end of another week, not quite the end of another month, because February has 29 days, but it is Friday, and that does mean that we have Grandpa Lampshade with us today. Grandpa, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, as we do our Clown World in Review wrap-up for the week. You know, you can't have clowns without thinking of humor. And most of the time, you know, we call it Clown World, but in reality, it's not generally very funny. But I think today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is humor. I always believe you have to be able to laugh at things yourself and the world around you. I think it's one of the key ways in which we remain, you know, we're able to retain our sanity is to be able to laugh at the things and the people and the world around us.
Yeah, you know, if you really hate something or somebody, you know, you can't stand to hear jokes about it. You know, if you're going to tell jokes about things, it sort of helps you get over tragedies and, you know, it helps you to, you know, just to have a sense of camaraderie and a sense of community with the people that you're laughing with. And a lot of the time, you know, we're poking fun at the political correctness, at the world that we live in today. And it turns out that there's an entire Belgian city that has been doing this. And they have a carnival where they just basically, I mean, it looks to me like they just poke fun at political correctness, and not in a social justice warrior way, but poking fun at Jews and the hysteria over World War II. I'm amazed that this is still going. And, you know, the actual quality of these carnival floats is fantastic. A Belgian city has defended as just for fun a carnival featuring caricatures of Orthodox Jews wearing huge fur hats, long fake noses and ant costumes. The Aalst mayor's spokesman told the BBC, "It's our humour. It's just for fun." Peter van der Bosch said, "There isn't a movement behind it and we don't wish harm to anyone. It's our parade, our humour. People can do whatever they want," he said. "It's a weekend of freedom of speech. There are absolutely no bad intentions that lay at the basis, and I say this with the greatest respect for the Jewish community," Mayor Christoph de Haes said in a debate with a representative of the Belgian Jewish community on national public television on Wednesday. "The images are limited in time and space, and that's important," Mr. de Haes said, adding that he would never allow such displays on any other occasion. "There was not an anti-Semitic deed before or after the parade. It was within the parade." I think that's pretty funny there at the end there. No anti-Semitism beforehand. It was in the parade, so you can't complain about it. But it's basically just, you know, just poking jokes at people. I mean, we always used to poke fun at different races. In Britain, we used to have a joke, the most popular joke was an Englishman, an Irishman and a Scotsman. And we've always poked fun at the French and we called them froggies. And it seems that things are the same in Belgium here. And they're just for fun. They've got this carnival and it's got these caricatures of Jews and Nazis. And they're just having fun with it. And of course, the Jewish community really hates this. I mean, that is one thing they really cannot stand, is to have people make jokes about them or poke fun at them. You know, they accuse people of being anti-Semites for pointing out their role in the media, their role in banking, the vast proliferation of them involved in politics. But they don't like it when people are just laughing and having a joke and smiling at them either. I mean, what do you make of this, Grandpa? I mean, I did find this quite amusing to look at, especially these floats or some of these floats.
Well, I mean, it just shows that they don't do humor. They really, the absolute worst comedians are Jewish comedians. I mean, they're horrible. They're not funny. It's like they don't grasp the basic, you know, the basic concept of humor and what makes things funny. You know, this sort of thing here, this isn't anti-Semitism. This doesn't foster anti-Semitism. Having a big float go down, you know, float go down the parade with this caricature. They perhaps should look and see, understand what, you know, what's the point of a caricature. But having a caricature of Orthodox Jews going down on a float, this doesn't foster anti-Semitism. Now, this reaction, this over-the-top demand, shut it down reaction, that's the sort of stuff that actually fosters anti-Semitism. It's just a, like I said, they don't do humor. I think this is just a racial trait. They just can't help it. You know, but they really don't do humor, and where other races do humor, like take me for instance. I mean, when it comes, I think some of the funniest comedians out there are black comedians. I don't know. There's something about, I identify. I love their comedy for the most part. You know, now the mainstream ones, a lot of their stick and routine is just, white people bad. We hate white people. But just the actual, just up and coming. And back in the day, I used to watch. They do a little show, and it was just stand-up black comedians, a lot of them you've never heard of before, and then some of them went on to become, you know, have pretty good careers or whatever, and their comedy is funny, and of course some of their comedy is making fun of white people. You know, these blacks tell it, you know, every white person sounds like this. Well, I'll tell you what I think. Yeah, and I can listen to that, and I'm not offended. I'm not, how dare these blacks act like white people all sound like that. I don't sound like that. No, I mean, it's funny because it's just, that's what makes it comedy, you know. It's just because, you know, to them, that's what, it gives you some insight that that's how these blacks, you know, like these black comedians, you know, in the black audience, they laugh because, you know, it gives you insight. That's how they see white people. You know, white people all sound like this, like there's something stuck up their butt or something. You know, it's just funny. You know, I can look at that. I'm not offended because it's funny. It's a joke. And the same comedians turn around and make fun of their own community and things such as that. Of course, you know, now in our never-ending shut it down, comedy's not hardly allowed. I mean, you can't have a white comedian make fun of blacks. The only one I know of that would dare to do that is, I guess, Sam Hyde. But, I mean, you know, it's just not allowed. It's just not allowed because it fosters hatred. But it's sad because in actual reality, if everybody can laugh at each other and at themselves, it fosters the opposite of hatred. It fosters a sense of, you know, let's don't take ourselves so serious. Let's don't take our differences so serious. You know, we can laugh at each other. We can laugh at ourselves. We can laugh at the fact that to blacks, it sounds like white people all sound like this. You know, I mean, we know white people don't all sound like that, but it's funny because it tells us that's how they view us. And, you know, it's just like when we talk about, yo, man, what up with them? You know, we're big snood. You know, I mean, it's the same thing because to us, you know, that's what black people sound like. And for people that grasp, for people that can grasp the idea of humor, because there has to be a certain amount of truth in it. You know, there has to be a certain amount of truth in comedy for it to be funny. And again, this is why, you know, comedy is just over the top. It doesn't have any foundation, and truth comes off flat. But you have to have a basic grasp of humor. And I think this just is a just shines a spotlight on how there are, shall we say, a certain race of people that don't really do comedy.
Well, really, when you think about it, I mean, all humor is self-deprecating, isn't it? What they're really doing here is they're mocking and making fun of the Austrians' view of the Jews. They're mocking the fact that Jews are so central to everything, and we tie ourselves up in knots trying not to criticize the Jews. And they're highlighting that. I mean, it's not really poking fun at the Jews. It's highlighting the attitudes of the Austrians to the Jews. And the best comedians are, you know, they're self-deprecating. They're mocking their own attitudes. I mean, like with the black comedians that you were talking about there, you know, they're talking about the way that they see white people. And really, we should be able to talk and joke about the way we see blacks and the way we see Jews. The Jews don't see each other with overlarge noses. And yet that's what these caricatures are, because that's the way white people see them. Jews just see that as a normal nose. They don't notice that it's larger than normal because it's not it's just normal to them. So that really, this is, you know, it's just poking fun at the political correct ideals that we have. And we know the Jews don't have the political correct ideals themselves. They just promote them to us. So, you know, again, it shows that there is a real difference between us and them, that they can't get this joke. Because as you pointed out there, Grandpa, the majority of humour is poking fun at white people nowadays. And we don't get offended at it because we can laugh at ourselves. That's the big difference. We can laugh at ourselves. Aalst lies 31 kilometres northwest of Brussels, the heart of the EU, and is run by the new Flemish Alliance, the NVA, a nationalist party pushing for Flanders independence. The city drew much criticism for parading caricature Jews last year, so much so that it was dropped from UNESCO's cultural heritage list in December. After the outcry, Aalst itself had asked to be taken off the list. And I think that's great. They're saying, look, you know, we would rather just not even be on your list than stop our carnival. You want to criticise us? Fine, we'll just leave your list. I think that's great. They stood up for themselves. UNESCO, the UN's educational and cultural agency, was also satirised in the parade on Sunday, probably because in 2013, UNESCO condemned a display by a group that dressed up as Nazi officers carrying what were made to look like cans of the gas used in concentration camps and parading alongside a float evoking the trains that carried Jews to their deaths. The group said it was making fun of the mayor of Aalst, a Flemish nationalist. I mean, this is all done in good humour. I mean, the Jews didn't walk around. The Nazis aren't supposed to have walked around with cans of gas that they used to gas the Jews. I mean, this is obviously a joke that is actually going on here. And, you know, they're satirising it again this year. It's basically a commentary on what is going on in the world around us. And most of what goes on in the world around us now is all about political correctness. So this is basically a social commentary that, you know, these Jewish groups, they just don't get. What do you make of this UNESCO thing here, Grandpa?
Well, they say they were making fun of the nationalist mayor. Oh, and what became of that? Did the nationalist mayor try to shut it down? No, I mean, he just went along with the joke. You know, there was no effort by the nationalist mayor or the city council or whoever, however they have it set up, you know, to shut it down. Oh, well, this one's not allowed. How dare you make fun? No, you know, but yet again, you see these other caricatures and it's got to be shut down. You're not allowed it. And again, it's just, you know, I don't know. It's so amazed, breathtakingly tone deaf. You know, I mean, this is my free pointer. They aren't going to give me any shekels for it. My free pointer to the Jews here. The way to have correctly handled this situation would be to laugh at it. You know, it's like, hey, you should have made that float with the hands rubbing, like, you know, where you could pull strings and the hands were right. You know, laugh at yourself, laugh along with it and roll with it. And then everybody, you know, people's reaction would be, you know, well, see, these Jews aren't so bad, you know, but when you come in and want to like bring down some kind of hammer and shut it down, and you're not allowed to say that, you're not allowed to criticize it. It just makes people, you know, it makes people not like you very much. It doesn't have a good positive reaction. I mean, you can try to force people not to say anything. You can try to force people to try to make it impossible for people to criticize you, but that doesn't tend to make people like you more. You see, it has the opposite effect. It's so self-sabotaging. It's like, why would you do that? I mean, why would you just not say, oh, well, you know, whatever, you know, I mean, let's just laugh at ourselves. Let's just move on, you know, but instead, when you run around and say, you're not allowed to say that, you're not allowed to say that, you're not allowed to criticize us, you're not allowed to make caricatures of us, you're not allowed to shut it down, you know, that doesn't make people like you more. It makes people, it actually fosters genuine and what you would call anti-Semitism, you know, where if you just laughed at it and said, you know, yeah, you know, I mean, Orthodox Jews do wear those funny hats and it kind of stand out in the community, you know, well, whatever, if they laughed along with it, then it would have a lot less, a lot more of a positive impact than the way they handle it in reality.
Well, you know, they had caricatures of Greta Thunberg, Boris Johnson, they've had Theresa May. Last year they had a giant God Emperor Trump on one of these floats. You don't hear any of them complaining about it. I mean, the reason why they have a sort of Holocaust-themed float is because that's all we see on the television all the time. All the movies are about Holocaust. We can't go a day without it being mentioned in the news. We've got to have Holocaust survivors on the television all the time. So, of course, they're going to be mocking that. This year, another carnival group dressed up as members of the Ku Klux Klan in order, they said, to satirize Guy D'Azelier, the far-right city councillor in the nearby town of Nineveh. Mr. D'Azelier was accused during a local election campaign last year of having spread racist propaganda because of an earlier social media post in which he referred to black people as chocolate mousse. Other marchers in the parade painted their faces black and wore baker's outfits with the logo of Mr. D'Azelier's political party on their chests. Another group in blackface wore Muslim head coverings and dressed up as chocolate bars. Mr. D'Azelier attended the Aoust parade and said he thought the displays were funny, playful, and well done. "The anger of the Jewish community is completely absurd," Mr. D'Azelier said in a telephone interview on Friday. "I think it's squeamish of those people that they feel targeted again. This is much ado about nothing. I think they totally blew this up and hereby undermine the particularity of the carnival." He added, "This is taking political correctness too far." I mean, this just sounds hilarious, doesn't it? You know, watching them all sort of blacked up and following along behind this float with Ku Klux Klan people on it, and they, you know, what they're doing is mocking the city councillor for his allegedly racist views. I mean, it sounds quite delightful to me. I mean, you look at the pictures, everybody seems to be having a, you know, a really funny time. The Nazis there have all got like red cheeks and fake braids. You know, it's obviously that this is just, yeah, exactly as he says, you know, it's just having a bit of fun. And I bet the people there felt really liberated to be able to do this as well. I mean, what do you make of these descriptions of these floats here, Grandpa? The Ku Klux Klan one looked particularly good as well, actually. I'm going to put it in one of the pictures that accompany the podcast, I think.
Well, you know, I mean, again, it just, you know, you've got them, they all dress up, they put the blackface on. I don't know why blackface is suddenly this not allowed thing of hatred. You know, I mean, they've had movies out where black people put on white makeup and pretend to be white people, you know, disguise themselves as white people for the plot line. And, you know, I can see that and I'm not offended. I'm not sitting here going, how dare these Negroes try to imitate white people? How dare they? They're making fun of it. I mean, I don't care if it's funny. It's funny. If it's not, it's not. You know, it's just it does poke humor, though. And this is telling because humor, comedy should always be able to be. Comedy is one of the realms that you should always be able to. Basically, pretty much nothing is off limits. You know, now I would argue that, you know, things that you hold sacred, such as you know, religion. I don't really think you should be able to mock people's religion, you know, things such as that. But I mean, as far as like the powers that be, you should always be able to mock those things. I was sitting here thinking that, you know, in the times of monarchy, you know, you would have the court jester and he would like be the one guy who could make fun of the king. You know, I mean, the court jester was the one guy who was allowed to make fun of the king. And yet in our modern supposedly world of the democratic freedom, it seems kind of curious that there's one particular group, especially that you're absolutely not allowed to poke fun of. Where in the evil monarchy days, I mean, the court jester could make fun of the king, he could make fun of the royal court or whatever. But yet, in our days of modern freedoms and democracies, there's a particular group, especially, that you're not allowed to make fun of, poke fun of, criticize, mention what they're doing. I mean, even if you like, we're at the point now that if you like are praising them somehow, well, I just admire their ability to get rich in banking. You know, well, that too is anti-Semitism. You're not allowed to say that either. You're not allowed to say anything about them, basically. And again, I think this, if their real intent if they had a real intent to like curb anti-Semitism, say, you know, we need to figure out a way. We need to figure out a way to make the Goyim stop hating us. I mean, they're going about like in the opposite direction of what they should be doing. You know, this is not the way. This is not the way you go about it. I think the chocolate bar costumes is funny. I don't even get how referring to blacks as chocolate mousse is like somehow insulting, you know, because isn't that like a dessert? Wouldn't that be like something sweet? It sounds to me like he's saying like black people are sweet. I don't even know. I'm not even sure I get the joke with that one.
Yeah, it's not offensive. It's not offensive. And when you think about this Ku Klux Klan one, I mean, it's just a commentary on the hysteria in the mainstream media about all these things. All these things are subjects that the mainstream media gets hysterical about and thinks that there are, you know, white supremacists hiding under the rocks everywhere, just waiting to jump out and attack the Jews. And it's a good point that he made about this. There was no anti-Semitic incidents either before or after the carnival. This was just for fun, as he said. This year, a group called Divis Moulin created the float with the outlandish Jewish figures, but none of their members could be reached for comment. Bert Kruismans, a comedian from Aalst who has written several books on Belgian history and culture, said Divis Moulin used the caricature of the rich Orthodox Jew who saves all of his money for the future to make fun of the group's own money problems. The group decided to save money on this year's float in order to spend more next year and have more chance of winning the annual competition, a practice known in local folkloric parlance as taking a sabbatical. To save money, Mr. Kruismans said the figures depicting the Jews with the exaggerated facial expressions were reused from previous years when they had been dressed before as non-Jewish characters. This was not an orchestrated anti-Semitic propaganda campaign, Mr. Kruismans said. It was born out of thoughtlessness and an ill-advised attempt to recuperate an age-old caricature that bears latent anti-Semitism within it for the purpose of humour. And nobody thought it was witty, by the way. But as part of its official application to join this year's parade, the Divis Moulin group wrote, "To save a little penny for next year, we're taking a Sabbath year. Come and see our little cells during the parade, and you may see our mice save for next year. Love you, bye-bye, and most of all, don't forget, shalom." So it's a bit of a sort of nudge-nudge, wink-wink there at the end. But what they were really doing was just poking fun at the fact that they didn't have enough money. And they used this caricature of the Jew who saves all his money to make fun of the group's money problems here. And it's all quite innocent. I'm not quite sure of this comedian, whether he was supporting it or whether, you know, whether he was being sarcastic, and maybe that got lost in the translation a bit, because he started out talking as if he was supporting it, and then he sort of ended that he wasn't. What do you make of this comedian who's written books on the history of it, Grandpa?
Well, this is a pretty good example. The people that did the float themselves didn't talk to the media, which is smart. I mean, you know, I mean, even these people get, you don't ever talk to the media, period. They're not going to say anything. They've already got their narrative. Why would they talk to the media? Well, the media going to get their side of the story and report fairly that, oh, well, this was a, you know, this was just funny. And they were making fun of the fact that, you know, they were skimping out on this year's, no, they already had the narrative before they wrote the article. So they didn't even bother talking to the media, which is always a good bit of advice. As far as the guy that's written books that does talk to the media, well, if you want to have a career, then you have to at some level or another denounce it. I mean, I'm sure his target audience is supposed to consume his product of comedy are the people in the country. So he doesn't want to out and out insult them, but yet he's got to kiss up to the powers that be and on some level at least have a plausible way of saying he's denouncing it. That's the way I took it. And like I said, we could have lost something in translations. It's always possible. But it just reminds me, you know, I mean, we have the saying here, you know, don't Jew me. You know, man, you know, you say, oh, well, you know, how much did you pay for that car? You know, well, yeah, the guy wanted $7,500, but I was able to Jew him down to six. You know, I mean, it's, oh, you have anti-Semitic hatred in your heart. No, it's a term, because you know, Jews are always haggling for the best price. I mean, everybody knows this is just what they do. You know, it's not an insult. They're good at it. You know, I mean, it's not an insult. You just say, well, Jews are good for haggling. They're going to try to get it at the best price. And, you know, they count their money. I mean, that's just, it's a racial characteristic of who they are. You know, I mean, it's not an insult. It's why would you be insulted over somebody talking about a racial characteristic of who you are? I mean, like, go back to, like, again, like the black people, you know, white people talk like this, you know, go pay your bills, white man, you know, like white people all pay their bills, you know, they laugh at it. Why would you? It's a racial characteristic, you know, and like I say, you have to say, well, I Jewed him down. You know, well, you're not insulting yourself by saying I talked the guy down and got a better price. You're saying I Jewed the guy down to a lower price. It's not fostering some evil, I don't know, some evil anti-Semitism. They're saying they're being Jewy this year. They're skimping out. They're not going to pay that much money this year. But next year, we're going to have a big float. We're going to try to win the prize. They're pretty upfront about what they're doing. But again, they don't talk to the media, which is smart. This guy, he is talking to the media because he's trying to promote himself or whatever. And to do that, you obviously have to toe the line. You have to play the game, and you have to sound, you know, while trying to target an audience that you hope will like your product, which for this guy would be his comedy. But at the same time, you have to appease the ones who can shut you down.
Yeah, the word Jew, I mean, it was a noun as well as a verb. I'm not quite sure if they still have it in dictionaries. They probably say, oh, it's an archaic usage was as a verb. But it you know, it is there. It was used as a verb as well as a noun for centuries. Well, other floats mocked UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Brexit, climate activist Greta Thunberg, and Jesus Christ on the cross. There were also people parading in Nazi SS uniform. Despite the fact that in World War II, the Nazis deported about 25,000 Jews from occupied Belgium to the Auschwitz death camp, where most were murdered. I mean, you know, they've just got to add that everywhere, haven't they? I mean, what about people that dress up as Napoleon? Didn't he kill people? Or people who dress up like Winston Churchill at fancy dress? You know, I can remember shortly after 9/11 going to a fancy dress party, and there were people dressed up as Mujahideen. You know, and nobody complains about this, but yet, you know, to dress up as a Nazi, oh, that's forbidden, because the Nazis were nasty to the Jews. It's the only one people in the world that you are not allowed to make jokes about. And it wasn't always like that. I mean, they used to make jokes about the Nazis in the 1970s on TV, but now, you know, you just can't do that. In Sunday's parade, some caricature Jews posed with a mock-up of the Western Wall, often called Jerusalem's Wailing Wall, a holy site for Jews. It was labelled the Wailing Ant in Dutch, Der Klaugmeier. The Dutch for Wailing Wall is Klaugmeier. So they just had a pun there. You know, they're complaining about that. Notice there's no complaints about Jesus Christ being mocked on the cross. You know, that's not what is offending people. It's the fact that they were joking at Jews and also joking at Nazis. You know, they weren't just poking fun at Jews, they're poking fun at Nazis as well. This doesn't encourage anti-Semitism. The reaction last year was over the top, Mr. van der Bosch said. 200% is not anti-Semitic. He underlined that the carnival themes were based on news events, as seen in Aoust, hence the mockery of UNESCO. When asked about the Nazi characters in Sunday's carnival, he said, those symbols, normally we don't accept that. We condemn that. But we say, what can we do about it? Put people in prison? No. You see, this is, you know, they're just mocking what is going on around us in the news. And he's just said it there, just there. The carnival themes are based on news events, as seen in Aoust. And really, you know, what that is saying is that so much of the news is based around the Jews and Jewish issues and the way that they see the world, that people are waking up to that. People are realizing that. And, you know, really, really, you know, if they want to stop anti-Semitism and they want to be liked and they want to be loved, you know, you don't go putting people in prison. What you do is you change your attitude a little bit, and you lighten up a little bit, and, you know, you take part in the mockery of yourself. And that's the way to deal with it, isn't it?
Well, I would say that Jew as a verb is not archaic, because it's still very much a commonly used term. I hear it on a regular basis. But anyway, yeah, it's so tiring. I mean, you cannot get a single article. You can't get a single story. This is always supposed to be about I don't know, a parade. You know, they call it a carnival, but it's basically a parade. And yet you have to get the Holocaust in there. You have to, it's like, you're going to forget the 6 million. You might forget that, that Jews were sent to a labor camp. I mean, I don't know how you're going to forget that, because we're constantly reminded of it. But yet, once again, you have to be reminded of the 6 million. Of course, then it, maybe there could be a connection, because, you know, if you think, I think of the term carnival, you think of like amusement rides, and like one of those amusement rides could be the roller coaster. And we all know there was that roller coaster that went down the deal and hit the barricade at the end, and they all flew out into the ovens, according to witness testimony that we're not allowed to question. But it's so tiring. And again, I don't know, it's just this lack of self-awareness, you know, because again, if the goal here with this stuff is to fight and combat anti-Semitism, what they're doing is it's having the exact opposite effect. And I don't know how you don't be aware of that. I don't know how you don't look around and go, well, you know, this tactic we're using of shutting everything down and demanding that nobody criticize us and constantly reminding everybody the 6 million that were gassed to death in fake shower rooms with wooden doors. Yeah, it's really having the opposite effect, you know, getting laws passed that, you know, basically you can't question this one historical event. We put people in prison that do. It's not really helping with this anti-Semitism problem. Maybe we should try something different, you know, maybe we should try a different approach here. But instead, we just keep getting the constant doubling down and doubling down. And then you take something like this, you know, this is just a harmless thing. It's just a joke. It's supposed to just be funny. And the one person nobody likes is the guy that comes in and says, you're not allowed to say that. You know, people stand around joking. You know, you have the one person that starts shrieking, you're not allowed to say that. How dare you say that? Oh, I'm so offended. OMG, how dare you? No, shut it down. I mean, that's the one person that nobody likes. You know, I mean, but yet we see this time and again. This is the approach. It's like it's the only thing they know to do. It's you would think, just based strictly on results, they would look at this and say, well, we've been going about this shut it down route and this demanding that no, you know, you're not even allowed to have a caricature float. We're demanding that, you know, you can't do anything. You can't say this. You can't say that. And it's not really working very well, so maybe we should try something different. But again, I guess that would require a level of self-awareness that is notably absent in this case.
Party poopers. You know, I think that's the word you were looking for, party pooper. I mean, it's the very fact that they had to insert into this report about the Nazis deported 25,000 Jews from occupied Belgium to Auschwitz death camp. Is the very fact they had to put that in the report is why it's being lampooned in this carnival, why it's being lampooned in this parade, because it just pops up everywhere. They say Europe's religious and civic leaders said that, especially in the European context, such a defence is unacceptable. And actually, all they actually went to was Jewish leaders. So I'm not quite sure whether that's discriminating against Europe's other religious leaders, because they've only got quotes from Jews here. Carnival depictions of Jews have often been more than just innocent merrymaking, they said. The sight of anti-Semitic caricatures surrounded by money is indistinguishable from imagery used by the Nazis and is grossly offensive. It's not, though, is it? You know, it's quite Oy distinguishable. Me. It's quite distinguishable. I mean, this is playful, poking fun at them. I mean, you know, the National Socialist propaganda imagery, you know, it wasn't playful, you know, like this is. They didn't have carnival floats. You know, they had, you know, images of evil-looking Jews over lots of money, whereas these guys just look like caricatures. They say, the sight of anti-Semitic caricatures surrounded by money is indistinguishable from imagery used by the Nazis and is grossly offensive in a country where 25,000 Jews were murdered in the Holocaust, said Moshe Kantor, president of the European Congress. Well, it's obviously not seen as offensive in the town where this carnival was. He may find it offensive, but the people in this town don't. It's shocking beyond belief that within living memory of the Holocaust, a carnival parade in Europe would peddle such vile anti-Semitism, said Daniel Schwarmenthal, director of the Brussels-based Office of the American Jewish Committee. Well, what business do the Americans have of complaining about this from Brussels, of all places? Belgian Prime Minister Sophie Wilmès said the pretend Jews in the Eyals parade harm our values and our country's reputation. I think it, you know, it improves the country's reputation. It shows they have a sense of humour. The use of stereotypes stigmatising communities and groups based on their origins leads to divisions and endangers our togetherness, she said. I can't recall there being any anything about a group's origins mentioned in this carnival. It was just caricatures of people, not their origins or their history. Joel Rubinfeld, head of the Belgian League Against Anti-Semitism, said it is sad, deplorable, shameful that 50 persons are tainting an entire carnival, a popular celebration. It gives a catastrophic image of the city of Aalst and also of our country abroad. Well, they're going to keep doing it, aren't they? I mean, I remember last year with that huge Donald Trump float. I mean, that was incredible, that was, of the God Emperor meme of Donald Trump. And it's basically just a commentary, a social commentary, a comedic commentary on what the mainstream narrative is. And you know, I think they do very well indeed. There were wonderful floats and caricatures that they have, really, really well made. What do you make of this final bit here where these party-pooping Jewish leaders complain about it all, Grandpa?
Have you heard about the Holocaust? Have you heard about the... I mean,
need to be reminded.
It's like the, it's like the meme, you know, Maholocaust, you know? I mean, it's just like everything comes back to Maholocaust. Yeah, it's like maybe people are getting sick of hearing about the Holocaust. I was just kind of stuck here with the prime minister. Of course, they have a woman prime minister, which is probably a part of it. But anyway, I mean, if you're just sitting here, it leads to divisions and endangers our togetherness. Endangers our togetherness. What the hell does that even mean? Endangers our togetherness. And as you pointed out, based on their origins, but I thought they were all just as Belgian as the Belgian people. You know, I mean, you know, they live on the same dirt, so they're Belgian too. What do they mean? Is that, you know, it's somehow, are they implying that there is a certain amount of separatism here? But I'm just really hung up on that. Endangers our togetherness. Only a woman prime minister could come up with a word gibberish like this that means absolutely nothing. You know, endangers our togetherness. What is, what, a float in a parade? You know, making endangers our together. Well, I'd say your togetherness isn't very sturdy if it's threatened by a parade float. It's just also silly. And it's funny because it's like they amplify the joke with their reaction. You know, they do these jokes, as you were saying, you know, they're lampooning the political correctness. They're lampooning the fact that you're not allowed to say certain things. And then they amplify the joke with their reaction. Oi, have you heard about the Holocaust? Well, of course, I got floats about, you know, there's the Nazis carried the gas cans around. Have you heard about the Holocaust? You know, it's like, no, we've never heard of it. Nobody on the planet has heard about the 6 million. Please fill us in there, Moshi. But it's just amazing that they're so tone deaf to the joke that their reaction itself actually amplifies the point of the joke. Which is, of course, that you're not allowed to criticize a certain segment of the population.
If they weren't such caricatures of themselves, they wouldn't be so easy to lampoon. But, you know, they really are the gift that keeps on giving when they come out with comments like this, and where they just can't help but start screeching about the Holocaust. This is the reason why they are being lampooned in the first place. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. Don't forget that we do require your donations to keep Radio Albion going. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.